This is KUNC. In Colorado, the aerospace industry employs 30,000 workers, each of them solving space-related problems that may sound like something out of a sci-fi film. One problem that might sound familiar to us here on Earth, traffic. KUNC's Matt Bloom introduces us to one entrepreneur who's making extraterrestrial travel less of a headache.
Being a space entrepreneur isn't always as glamorous as it sounds. Just ask Bradley Cheatham.
Honestly, entrepreneurship is a really hard job. Space is a really hard job. Doing them together does not make either easier, right?
Cheatham runs a company called Advanced Space. He started it in 2011 as a CU Boulder student with a few friends.
It started with, like, you know, just a couple of us in a loft, right? We didn't have an office. We didn't have any contracts. And so we kind of worked it from nothing up to where we are.
Was the loft in Boulder?
Yeah, it was like the loft in my apartment. It was the extra room in our apartment.
Today, he's pitching one of the company's most promising ideas at a conference at the Colorado School of Mines.
Great, thank you, and thank you all.
On stage, he faces a crowd of industry bigwigs from NASA and space programs around the world.
We've been developing the Cislunar Autonomous Positioning System, or CAPS.
If you missed that, it's Cislunar Autonomous Positioning System. Think the GPS on your phone or car, but for spacecraft to talk to each other. A much-needed thing for future extraterrestrial traffic jams, he says.
Today we have an environment where all operations at the moon in all of deep space are all reliant and all utilize ground tracking assets on the Earth to figure out where they are and where they're going. As you all also probably know, these systems are tightly scheduled and in high demand.
Cheatham wants spacecraft in orbit to be able to communicate without the help of Earth-based systems. And the demand for that kind of technology is high right now because it's about to get a lot busier in space.
We are going to the moon.
That's former Congressman and current NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine at a speech at the agency's headquarters earlier this spring. President Donald Trump nominated him to the post last fall, and since then he's made partnering with private industry a top priority.
This will help us conduct more missions, more exploration, more prospecting, and more science to learn more about our nearest neighbor.
Jay Lindell is a former Air Force pilot. He now works with the state's Office of Economic Development and Trade as its aerospace industry champion. He says all these upcoming missions are a potential gold mine, not just for Advanced Space, but for Colorado's entire aerospace industry.
We grew at 4.7% last year. And when you get economic growth above 3%, you're doing really well.
Right now, his office is awarding millions of dollars in grants to small businesses in Colorado, like Advanced Space. The company received $250,000 from his office this year as a part of its Advanced Industries program. Lindell says it's an investment in the future.
And you can see the passion when you're in there talking with them in their business environment. You can see the passion. And the other thing I really like is they're having fun. And it's great to see that here in Colorado.
Most of our stuff is in software and is in code.
At his lab, Bradley Cheatham is showing me how his new navigation system, CAPS, works. On a table, he places three black boxes, each about the size of a portable hard drive. They're hooked up to computer monitors displaying lines and lines of code. Each of the boxes represents spacecraft around the moon.
And so here we can simulate not just what one spacecraft running the software would look like, but what happens if you had three?
His goal is to get these boxes tested in space sometime in the next year. That way, he says, Advanced Space can, one, prove the technology works, and two, sell it to more lunar missions coming up in the near future.
Because we're new, right? So they're not going to wait for us. We have to be ready to fly when those missions need it.
The company has come a long way since it started in Cheatham's loft 7 years ago. And with the help of the state and his scrappy staff in Boulder, he's sure he will be ready to fly. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.